This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is something so... We've never really talked about this before.
No.
I don't even know what to call it. It's like, explain it to us or like, only I know what it feels like to blank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Rare experience. I don't know.
Because there was a story of what it feels like to be shot. And mm-hmm. we're definitely not poking fun at that. But aren't you a little curious?
A little,
I don't want to get shot.
No, I'm very. I feel very curious, yeah. Because there's some people who say they don't even realize they've been shot.
Until minutes later.
Yeah, later. And it's like, I feel like I would notice. But I don't know because it's never happened.
Because you go into shock. Like some of the people, there was like a Reddit thread where every people who had been shot described it because I don't want to get shot, but I want to know, like when I had a kidney stone, not everybody's felt that. And the first time you get it, it's unbelievable. You can't describe it because you definitely think you're dying. And it's a lot like what people say being shot feels like. It's hot. Mm. It feels like searing hot pain, like in one specific point. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's almost like somebody took...
It makes sense, but I also don't know because I've never felt that. But like I can imagine it, but it's not the full thing.
Right. But at least if you knew that, then you'd be less... Like when it happened to me, when the kidney stone happened to me, the reason it's so bad is you don't know what it is. So then you're like,
oh, it's very unexpected.
Did I just... Am I having a stroke? Like what is happening? And that's why you run to the hospital and go like, ugh. And now that I know, I've had kidney stones where I'm just like, all right, well, let's just pull over and try to find.
Oh, now that you know what it is, it hurts less?
It hurts just as much, but you're not scared too.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I know it's movies, but in certain movies and different things, like if there's a guy who's been shot a bunch of times and they're just like, all right. Oh, and they're like biting on it. Because once you've been shot a few times, I would imagine you start to go, okay, here's the searing pain.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the check and see if it went through so it's not bouncing around in my body or whatever. Okay, we're good. And you just get through it.
Yeah. I get when if it's happened enough. I feel the same way about getting a tattoo. I've always been very curious of like how bad does it hurt?
Let's go, buddy.
That's all anyone says. It's like, oh, it hurts. And I'm like, yeah, but how much?
Because
like, everyone does it. So how? Hmm. I've been always curious about the pain level of these things.
Aaron, is it?
I loved all of mine.
So here's all have meaning, and he would just get like some. Sort
well,
of
that's fine. That doesn't matter. It doesn't.
I remember
add
thinking
pain.
I want him to just do it without the ink. Like I just want to feel it before I even get one.
Oh,
just to like, can you do this? Is that even possible?
Yeah, I think so.
A few times, just to like, I can tolerate that.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, because I've also heard people are like, you don't want to take any like pain relievers or anything beforehand
because you thin your blood
and all that. Yeah, exactly. So,
So here's what I was thinking. Like, if you've been shot and you can describe being shot, we'd take your call. But, like, what is something you've done that, like, none of us would understand? Like, very few people would understand.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a story of the guy who caught the dude from the Dodgers. He's very famous. I don't follow baseball, but I know his name because he pitches and he can hit. Mm-hmm. He's just the everything ball player.
Yeah.
He's a legend. And his 50th home run or whatever, somebody caught it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's like to catch a ball at like a state. Like, we're like, there's guys like you see the TikToks or whatever. He caught the ball with one hand while he's got a baby and a beer.
Yeah.
And you're like,
sick.
That's so dope.
Yeah.
And what does it feel like when everybody around you is like, whoa?
Yeah, especially
you're a legend.
It is cool. Yeah, it's happened to me. It's not like a historic ball, but I've caught a foul ball before at a minor.
You have?
I have. Yeah,
at a one hand, like barehanded it.
It's yeah. I think it bounced first to be fair, but it landed.
Like his story is like I picked you. Your story went from I caught a ball to I picked up a ball.
I got a ball. Got one.
Would you take a call from somebody who got a ball?
I don't know. I'm just trying to answer. The best part, though, the best is when you leave and then you just see a kid with his family and you toss the ball to him. That's what you do.
You did that?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's more legendary than getting the ball.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best because the parents freak out. The kid freaks out.
You gave it up. You were just like.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was just
like,
a foul.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Like you're mean Joe Green throwing him your jersey.
Exactly. Hey, kid.
Here.
Yeah,
and you toss it to him
because he had a glove and everything. Like the kid was there to catch a ball. I was just there to eat the hot dogs, so I didn't need the ball at all. That was just an added thing. So I tossed it, and I was like 26 at the time, going back to my apartment with my wife. Like, are we gonna play catch?
That's still dope, dude.
It was cool.
Catching it is not as cool as you giving it away. I'm very proud of you for that.
Always try to give it away. Try to give it to a kid. That's my message.
All right. So if you've done something epic. And you can describe it to us to make us like drool a little bit. We don't just explain something unknowable to us. We want to hear your story. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I've always wanted, this is dumb.
You haven't done it?
I have one that I have done, one that okay. I want.
What do you want?
One that I don't want, but I'm curious. I want to know what it's like to get bit by a shark.
That is the weird. If you've been bit by a shark, we definitely want to talk to you.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You do okay.
I'm just curious. I want to know what it feels like. I want to know what was going through your mind.
Don't?
I want. Yeah, I do want to know.
Oh my god, we are going to a very dark place. I don't think anybody's going to call. But yes, if you've been bit by, okay, what have you done?
And then the other one, when I went to Dublin, we went to Trinity College. There was like a back to school event thing. I don't know. There were tents everywhere, and there was a tent with this like crystal company. And it not like crystal rocks, but like they made trophies out of crystal, like heavy items.
Like Swarovski or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was a helmet. And the guy grabs the helmet and I'm like, can I put that on? And he like looks around and is like, no one has ever done that. I'm going to let you do it. And so I put the crystal helmet on my head. It's heavy.
Did you get like the energy of the universe or like?
No. No.
You just wore a crystal helmet.
For like 3 seconds. And then he panicked because I pretended to run away.
Did you sleep with him?
No. But no one else has ever worn that crystal helmet.
That's, okay.
Or that's what he tells all the ladies.
Right. Yes. He's like, no one's done this before. But you have to take your pants off.
No, that's cool. That's really cool.
I have the only one that I think no one can understand, famous rock stars can. Like, at a certain point, I was touring, and you're the opening band.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, do you guys go in for the opening band often? Mm-hmm. Aaron might, but you don't really. You're kind of
in the building,
but you're not like, eh.
No, I like paying attention to him.
When you're the opening band, you're the band that's playing while people go to their seats to see the other band.
Yeah, that's what I'm usually doing. Going
at a certain point, I was on a tour with Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And we had an opener for us. There was somebody, but there was like a three band thing. So we didn't play till people had kind of already taken their seats.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
And
nice.
The first night we went out, it was actually in Colorado Springs at whatever the amphitheater was there then. We went out and we'd been playing so many dates where you're the opener and it just sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And very first note came running out, gah-gah, and got to hear.
Wow.
It is. Oh my God. The hair on my arms, it is, you cannot imagine. Like, you've been in a stadium when everybody's cheering for Zach Bryan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're cheering for your guitar chord.
Exactly. If you're on stage, like, that's different.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
My arm got caught in my whammy bar at that moment because I was freaking. I turned around and my drummer was crying.
Oh my gosh.
Like, we just dumpster fired the song. Because nobody was ready.
They take back their applause then.
But they didn't. It's Colorado Springs. They weren't smart enough to know that we were back.
My gosh.
But you've been dreaming your whole life. It's like, this is what we're going to make it. We're going to do this someday.
I never imagined what that sound would sound like. I'm like, I imagined it. It's just so different from up there.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like, do you have...
I guess like hitting a game-winning shot in basketball.
You hit the game, you personally.
Like the buzzer. This is not,
like it skipped towards you, like your baseball story. You actually.
The guy next to me hit a great shot.
I accidentally kicked, but you had.
I have,
somebody
yeah.
passed the ball to you, four on the shot clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done it a few times, like and tooting my own horn. I've done it a few times, I've done it different ways. I've made clutch free throws. I've made it like a buzzer beater. The one that sticks out the most to me was my very first game ever in fifth grade. We're playing for the school for the first time.
Okay.
So it's like a big deal. And we went into so many overtimes with this team. And, you know, it's like 8-6 or something. or 8-8, I guess, because we're tied. And it finally, they were like, all right, sudden death. No more clock. Just the next team to score. Like the refs are like, we got to get out of here. Enough of you kids. And I remember my buddy drove baseline, kicked it to me. You got to flood the corner. Every basketball player knows that. Kicked it to me. I hit a little baseline jumper and did the dumbest high leg celebratory dance because I was so happy. It was in fifth grade. I'll never forget it.
So cool.
And then we went and traveled and saw my grandparents and stuff. And it was just like, I just hit a game winner. I just hit a game winner. And
you hit the final shot.
It was cool. It was cool.
Did everybody like bum rush you? And like, did you do that after your stupid walk thing?
Yeah. It's like they were chasing me as
oh
I'm like,
my God, that's like so
yeah, it was cool.
Cool.
And it was the first game we'd ever played. It was like, this is so cool.
Do you understand like sports fans who love sports have watched their favorite guy? We've watched, you know, the receiver on the Broncos or somebody on the Nuggets do it, but they'll never know what it's like to like, have the ball leaving your hand and you're like, and you left your hand up while it was in the air. Probably.
Of course. Of course.
You just left
reach into the cookie jar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's so cool. All right. If you've lived an experience like a crystal helmet or the game winner, we want to hear what we'll never understand. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're not 100% sure what we're calling this thing, but it's basically like Aaron has worn a crystal helmet that no one's ever won. Worn.
Yeah.
TX shot a buzzer beater. I've heard the like...
of a crowd.
Like, explain something to us that we don't understand. Where it got started, there was a Reddit thread about, like, what it feels like to get shot.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're not making fun of people who got shot, or do we want anybody to meet us at the radio station and shoot us?
Right.
It is a curious thing to go, like, what would that feel like?
Mm-hmm.
So we want you to explain something we'd never understand. And we actually have somebody who has been shot or knows somebody who's been shot. Jess?
Yeah.
Were you shot or who got shot?
It was my dad who got shot.
Okay.
He was involved in a freak accident, and he was shot in his temple.
What?
And because he did not feel it, and his judgment was impaired, he was drunk, too, He started fighting the police officers who came and the first responders who came to help him.
Because he had no idea he had a bullet in his head?
He knew something had happened, but he wasn't sure what. And so, yes, he thought he was being arrested for being drunk, so he started fighting them.
Oh my gosh.
So he can't really describe the pain because he didn't feel it.
Right. He can describe the pain of waking up from brain surgery, but not in that moment. It could have been the adrenaline, too, but
for sure.
He just did not understand what was happening. But his friends certainly did and tried restraining him, but it just didn't go well.
Wow. Thank you for the call. Here's the thing. Other people said getting shot, it hurts worse, like, days later. The recovery hurts more because
I see that because at least you have the adrenaline to like help out a little at first.
The people who listen to our show are they've been shot. Mackenzie?
Yes.
You've been shot yourself.
I have.
Where?
With a 9mm in my upper thigh and kind of my butt.
Okay. Was it on purpose? Was somebody trying to kill you?
No, I had a fiance that was actually committing suicide, and the bullet went through him and passed into me.
Oh my God.
Mackenzie, I'm so sorry.
That's terrible.
Well, it's been a long time ago. I have two kids. I'm remarried. I'm over it. But yeah, I still have the bullet. So
it's still in there?
No, you kept it.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's in?
It's an eighth of an inch away from my femoral artery. So I can't get to it because I'll most likely lose my leg. So I'm just going to keep it in there. And when it gets cold, I know.
Oh, my God. Because
the bullet is cold.
It gets cold, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so freaky. You have a bullet lodged in your body.
Wow. I do. Yep. A 9mm.
Wow, that's a scary story. Thank you for the call, Mackenzie. Yeah. What? How many more people have been shot on our show? Brandon?
Yai.
Explain something we'll never understand.
Yeah, I mean, it's not quite a small group of people, but the people that have seen it know it. Definitely seeing an actual total eclipse, not an annular, not a partial, you know, like the one we got a little bit ago in Colorado, which is partial. But if you actually go and see the full total eclipse, it leaves you with such a weird feeling and sensation that it's strange. You cannot explain it, and you just have to see it. That's the only thing that
I've heard
do
that
you do see it.
Because
and it's true. I read that too on Reddit, you know, and other people talking about it, and it's 100% true that it just leaves you with something weird, and you just can't.
Because
explain it.
Is it like empty or?
Here's the thing.
Just
one of my brothers chases him, so he drives all over the country to do it, and it's like you're living life. It's bright, birds are chirping. Squirrels are running, and when it goes dark, like, it's 1 p.m, and the birds stop. Like, it just gets, like, it becomes night, and you're just like, that's not natural, and the birds are like, huh? And the squirrels are like, what? Like, life itself feels like...
weird.
It stops.
It's really weird, and then there's a cool breeze that happens, and it almost just grounds you, in a way. That's the best way I could explain it, is it just... kind of grounds you in a way that you never expected it to. You know, you think, oh, cool, the sun's going to, like, turn off. It's not like turning off a light switch in your house. It's just...
yeah.
It's the weirdest thing. And, yeah, what you're reading when people say that, it's 100% true.
That's
crazy. If you've never seen one, highly recommend making that quick trip if you can.
Wherever it is, go find it.
Yep.
Thank you, man. I've thought about it, but, like, then everybody goes to the spots where you can see it, and it's like trying to leave... like a football game. It's terrible. Cheryl?
Yay!
What can you explain that we wouldn't understand?
I saved a life.
You did? Like, literally saved somebody?
Literally saved somebody. I was on 92nd and Federal, the third car in line to turn left. And a truck that was turning right onto Federal... or onto 92nd, hit a pedestrian. He didn't see the guy crossing the street in front of him. And he started to turn before the guy was fully crossed. And the guy fell down. And you know how when you're walking through the grocery store and you get a rock wheel of the cart and it just kind of bounces?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was stuck under the dude's tire like that.
Oh, my gosh.
And he pushed them from the corner of the street about 150 feet along the ground. And while he was pushing him, the guy's arm was just standing off on the road.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
I threw my car into park, jumped out, stood in front of the truck to stop him, made him back up, got the guy out from under the truck, saw that his, like, he had ligaments all down the road.
Oh,
I made the next guy who got out, because there was somebody else who had gotten out, I made them give me his belt, and I tourniqueted the arm at the armpit, and then when the paramedics and the cops showed up, I had to go. I was on my way to pick my children up from school. So I gave him my phone number, and I just left. I bounced.
Oh, my God.
And later that night, when they came to get my accounting of it, they told me that I was the one who was responsible for saving his life because his arteries in his arm were completely shredded, and he was going to bleed out.
Wow. Cheryl, and you knew what to do.
I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't park, and I definitely wouldn't.
I used to be a prison guard.
Cheryl, you hang on. We're going to do the next 7 shows about your life.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.